Who are the engineers behind transportation projects that keep our region moving? Engineers like Rachel Colhavey oversee large projects like the Dallas North Tollway extension over US 380 and the President George Bush Turnpike widening. Rachel, welcome today to our podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael.
Sure. It's Engineers Week. We thought we'd talk to one of the best, and that's why we have you on here. We want to learn a lot more about engineering than we know right now. Did you grow up knowing, are you one of the kids who knew right away that you wanted to be an engineer from the time you were little, or was this more of a blend of kind of edging in a direction as you grew up?
I didn't know right off the bat that I wanted to be an engineer, but as a kid, I was always really interested in how things worked and, you know, finding out more about science. I was an avid reader, so I was really curious as a kid, so I just loved to do all kinds of things, like just get into science experiments and just figure out how the world worked. And, you know, I was always interested really in transportation too. I always was kind of fascinated by highways and cars and things like that, but I didn't specifically know I wanted to be an engineer. But just the fascination of how the world kind of came together was always a big thing for me. And I was always really good in school. I loved school. So I think I was just kind of naturally attracted to it.
So you went right to, you're a civil engineer, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You went right to that, or were there things that, again, it sounds like you kind of edged along a pathway. Did you choose anything before you finalized being a civil engineer?
I did. I initially wanted to be an architect. I thought maybe I was going to grow up to, you know, design mansions or be the next IM Pei or something. But unfortunately, I wasn't a good enough artist to do really well in my architecture studies. It requires a lot of art, and a lot of the people that I was in class with were really like formally trained artists. They were really good. So, but since I was always good and interested in the math and science component, I thought, well, what's as good as being an architect, I'll go try to be a civil engineer. And when I got into civil engineering, I loved it. And so I stuck with it. And that was, you know, that was the major for me. So it really worked out well.
So your art is in concrete and steel, as it turns out.
That's true. Yeah. And that's a good way to look at it, is that, you know, engineering itself is an art. It's just kind of a different form of it, I would say.
So you have to get licensed. Is that something that's recurring? Do you have to refresh on that? How does that whole process work?
Yes. So when I graduated college quite a few years ago, we had to wait 4 years. So what you do is you take what's called an engineer in training exam, or a fundamentals of engineering exam, either when you're a junior or senior in college. And then you had to wait 4 years, and you had to work as an engineer, and you had to be supervised by a professional engineer. And then you were eligible to take the professional engineering licensing exam. It's changed a little bit now. Now you can graduate college and you can take both exams at the same time. You still have to wait the 4 years to be able to get your license. But you do have to pass two licensing exams. And then you also have to have a summary of experience record that has to be signed off on by the engineering board. And then you get your seal as a professional engineer. We do have to take 15 hours of continuing education a year, and that includes 1 hour of ethics. And we have to renew our licenses every year. So it's an ongoing process, and we, you know, keeping up with, you know, new advancements in the field and continuing education, just like a lot of other licensures.
Process sounds like a great description. Had no idea that so much went into it. If there are kids or parents of kids listening who may be thinking about going in that direction, would you recommend engineering? Do you think it's got a good future?
Absolutely. I think engineering is great because there are so many fields to go into. I mean, if you're interested in anything from, you know, robotics to concrete and steel to transportation, I mean, transit, mechanical engineering, cars, I mean, really any engineering covers such a wide spectrum of interests that I think if, you know, if your child is curious about the world, or if you notice them, like, always, you know, putting things together with Legos or, you know, their Barbie cars or whatever it could be. Engineering definitely has so many opportunities. And I think the opportunities continue to increase with all the use of AI and robotics, that you can really have such a broad range of experience and really have a lucrative career.
In your career, you've been at it a while. Have you seen changes within it? You just mentioned AI and robotics. Does that have a role in what you do?
It does. I've seen a lot of changes. So when I first started 20 some odd years ago, for instance, like if you were, you know, if you were paving a roadway, you would set grading stakes. A lot of it was manual. So, you know, they would set off of string lines, stakes, things that you could actually see on the ground, for lack of a better term. But now, paving machines and everything else are set off 3D models. And so it's pretty much all done virtually now. So the contractor will plug in a 3D model of the plans that they're building into their paving machine, and they'll basically set it off of GPS coordinates. So they also use robots to set striping. Robotics is really being used a lot now in civil engineering, and that's changed a lot from when I first started. So it's interesting. I'm going to be interested to see what happens in the next 10 years or so, because we're really coming a long way with artificial intelligence. I mean, who knows what we're going to be doing in 10 years from now?
Can't even imagine. It's tough enough to keep up with what we're doing now. Speaking of which, we're looking at the Dallas North Tollway Bridge over US 380. It has been in progress for quite some time. How many people are involved in something like that? From, I guess it starts out as what, design and planning, and then proceeds down a regimented path?
Yes. So, I mean, when you take a pretty large construction project like that, you have everything starting from the environmental personnel who really start the planning process. Then you have planners, designers, construction engineers and managers. And then when you get out there, you have, of course, all of the skilled laborers, superintendents, everybody on site, the surveyors. So, I mean, with a construction project of that size, and this isn't, you know, it's not even necessarily one of the biggest, but I would say that it could employ anywhere from, you know, probably 500 people at one point in time, just with all of the skilled laborers, all of the trades, and then plus you going back to the design and construction. So these construction projects are great because they just employ such a wide range of people.
Good for the region, in other words, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it keeps the economy moving, and it just, you know, it's just a great place to learn, and you get to see so many, you know, everyone from form setters to professional engineers to planning engineers. So you get to just really mingle with a large group of people.
In this bridge specifically, but NTTA projects in general connect people, and they bring room for development into, in some cases, brand new areas.
They do. And I mean, I look at how much this region has grown, because I grew up in this area, and I remember when Frisco was just the little two lane 121 blacktop, and it had the fruit stand there at 121 in Preston. And now look at it. I mean, it's huge, and all of these businesses and opportunities have come to this area. So it's really important for the whole region.
Let me ask you, it's probably one question with two different routes, but what is one of the more challenging aspects of your job? And then at the same time, what's one of the more rewarding things about it?
Well, I would say actually, I kind of have the same answer for both of these. The challenging and the rewarding thing about my job is really being around all the different personalities. I think it's a lot of fun to get to know people and really get to, you know, see what motivates people to complete one of these big jobs. I learn so much every day. I've learned something new probably every day that I've been in this profession. And just to be able to talk to like field staff and see, you know, how they view something versus, you know, maybe your office staff or the engineers, and see how maybe they view a problem. But I think one of the most, you know, challenging but also fun things is that you all come together to find a solution to the problem. And I just think that that's great, is that you get to have relationships with people in the industry and the region and just come together to solve a transportation issue.
Let's be honest. Engineers don't always get credit for personalities, but I think what you're showing us is that there's very much a personal aspect to what you do.
Absolutely. And I mean, we can be a little introverted sometimes, but at the same time, I mean, I think that we all want the same thing, and that's what we, you know, we want to develop a successful project and something that's really going to enhance, the whole region and the whole area, because we all live in the community. So once, you know, if we can all come together, and even though sometimes it may be a little hard to get us out of our shell, or maybe with some of us not so much, but I think we're all interested in the same thing. And that's just making this region really great and just bringing our communities together.
Well, thank you for the visit. You were certainly very extroverted today. We learned a lot about engineering, and we appreciate your visit. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael. It was a pleasure.